beware of the doctrine. I want to talk to you about the importance of filtering everything through the Word of God before you follow after it, before you believe in it. In the book of Matthew chapter 16, verses 5 through 12, Jesus is talking to his disciples about being aware of the doctrine of the Pharisees and Sadducees. In verse 12, the Bible says, "Then they," that is the disciples, "understood that he," Jesus, "did not tell them to beware of the leaven of bread, but of the doctrine of the Pharisees and Sadducees." We are living in a very unique and powerful time. We are firsthand seeing the fulfillment of the prophecy spoken by Joel, when he said in Joel chapter 2, verses 29 through 30, "I will pour out my spirit in those days, and I will show wonders in the heavens and in the earth." We are seeing the Spirit poured out mightily in these days. We are seeing signs and wonders on the face of the earth. Yes, miracles are taking place even today. How is this possible? Because in Hebrews chapter 13, verse 8, the Bible says, "Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever." Well, in the scriptures, we see Jesus performing miracles all the time. So really, should we be amazed that signs and wonders are taking place on the earth today? No, we shouldn't. But I believe that there is a great word of caution for each and every one of us to heed. Everything that we hear and see must be backed by biblical scripture. I don't care who says what sort of name or title they have. If it is not in this book, that is the Holy Bible, or if it cannot be explained through the Bible, then we cannot receive it as truth. Think of the strongest Christian you can think of. Now, even if they start to speak anything contradictory to the Word of God, you cannot, I cannot, we cannot believe it. Why do I say that? Because in the book of Galatians chapter 1, I want to read you a chunk of scripture taken from verses 6 through 9. Now listen, the Bible says, "I marvel that you are turning away so soon from him who called you in the grace of Christ to a different gospel, which is not another," verse 7, "but there are some who trouble you and want to pervert the gospel of Christ. But even if we, or an angel from heaven, preach any other gospel to you than what we have preached to you, let him be accursed. As we have said before," verse 9, "so now I say again, if anyone preaches any other gospel to you than what you have received, let him be accursed." What is Paul saying? He says, even if an angel from heaven comes down and begins to preach a gospel anything contradictory to the Word of God, you are not to believe it. Everything must be filtered through this source. Does this mean we should run away from the gifts of the Spirit and signs and wonders? No, as long as they can be backed and proven by Scripture. So any sign, wonder, or healing is okay then, because they can be backed by Scripture. We see Jesus doing miracle healings. We see the disciples doing miracle healings. So thus, any miracle healing is okay then, right? Wrong. Not necessarily. What do I mean? Not only does everything need to be filtered through the scriptures, if it aligns with scripture, then it checks out point number one. Point number two is that they must be operating in the name of Jesus Christ. Jesus must be receiving the glory, not the person performing the miracle. In the book of Acts chapter 9, verses 32 through 35, we see the apostle Peter healing a paralyzed man. In verse 34, Peter said, "Jesus the Christ heals you." We see Peter operating in the name of Jesus Christ, not operating in his own name, not giving himself the glory. So again, the way to discern whether a person is legitimate or not is by checking it through the scriptures, filtering it through the Word of God. If it aligns with the Word, proceed to number two. Who's getting the glory? Is God the Father, Jesus Christ, the Holy Spirit receiving all the glory? Or is a man, an individual, a woman, a person, an entity receiving the glory for some miracle, sign, or wonder? Let's pray through right now regarding greater discernment in these issues. Please repeat after me as we pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Dear Lord, I pray for greater discernment regarding what is of you and not of you. Lord, this is not a game. So I am asking for greater anointings in the Holy Spirit. Thank you, Lord. I pray all of this in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.